One of the bookstores on James Patterson's list is Bookshop Santa Cruz.
We're located in the heart of downtown Santa Cruz.
That's Casey Coonerty, the owner of the bookstore.
I took over from my father about 8 years ago, so we're a second-generation bookstore.
And in the store's 40 years, the Coonertys have had to face down more than their share of challenges.
In 1989, there was a major earthquake that hit, and it destroyed about 75% of downtown Santa Cruz. And Bookshop Santa Cruz was completely destroyed.
For the next 3 years, the Coonertys sold books out of a tent in a parking lot until they could finally move back into their space. A few years after that, a Borders opened down the street and sales dropped by 30%. Then came another competitor.
Obviously, Amazon and what a huge player they are in our market is really challenging for independent bookstores.
And then there are e-books.
8 years ago, nobody was talking about e-books, and now you think that e-books takes about 30% of the market. So independent bookstores have really had to learn to adapt.
And one way to adapt is by redefining customer service. Coonerty now presents dozens of author events every year.
Michael Pollan and Isabella Allende or Ann Patchett or Bill Bryson. We have Lori Moore and her new short story collection, and we have David Sibley.
Some of the events they've put on. Now, last fall, when Casey heard what James Patterson was doing, she applied for $4,500 to bring children's authors to local schools and the store, and she got the money.
We are just ecstatic that we got that grant, and it's going to make such a difference.
That's Casey Coonerty, owner of Bookshop Santa Cruz, and one of the recipients of funding from author James Patterson's $1 million initiative to help independent bookstores. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.